Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In 722 BC, the Jews, Israel was decimated by the Assyrians. 586 BC, the capital Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians. In 538 to 432 BC, groups of exiles returned like homing birds to rebuild Jerusalem, remembering the days of Nehemiah. The next 1800 years, they were scattered throughout Europe and Asia. Jerusalem, the homeland, was the scene of hundreds of years of conflicts. It was ruled off and on by the Turks, the Muslims, and Western powers. In 1940, the Holocaust killed millions of these scattered Jews living in Eastern Europe and Russia. In 1948, the Zionist movement reestablished Israel as a nation. In 1967, they regained control of Israel, except for the Temple Mount. It goes on and on and on. And I want to get into God's Word the next couple weeks. I think it'll help you and help others out there. Has God done away with Israel? In other words, is Israel cast away? God has a plan and a purpose for Israel. It's undeniable. But yet there's so much hatred for the Jewish people. And again, I already mentioned, not just Muslims. By the way, I wrote this out yesterday, an outline. I get to spend a lot of time at home now, helping with Latrice and getting things for her. So in the middle of all this, I had time just doing some study. So I wrote this out. Matter of fact, I wrote out my sermon this morning that I'm going to preach this morning. I never write out a sermon. You know that. You know that. But I did yesterday. And it has to do with some. Anyway, we'll get in. And that's going to be about 2 or 3 weeks of the sermon I'm going to preach at this morning, for a couple of Sundays. But anyway, not just Muslims, who, by the way, want to annihilate Israel. Amazing. But even in our own Christian faith, and even among our Baptist brethren, they preach that God has rejected Israel. And when I see their writings, when I listen to them, I think I mentioned this to Archie here this past week. When I listen to them speak, I can't believe how much anger that they have in their voices, that vitriol, how they despise the nation of Israel. I'm just shocked. I'm talking about people who call themselves believers, and I thought we're supposed to love everybody. Anyway, I want you, we got a lot of scripture to look at this morning. Let's begin in Romans chapter number 3. I kind of touched on this last week a little bit about, has God cast away Israel? And then we went into the millennium study last week. But let's begin in Romans chapter number 3. There's so much can be said, but because of time, and I have a lot to talk about this morning, let's begin in Romans chapter number 3, beginning at verse number 1. Romans 3. What advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Verse number 2. Much every way. The Jews did have a great advantage over everybody else throughout the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, Paul's writing. Chiefly because unto them, unto the Jewish people, unto Israel, were committed the oracles of God. Do you know that most of our Bible was written by Jewish people? You understand that? All the Old Testament and even the New Testament, most all of the books in the New Testament were written by Jewish people. For the next couple of weeks, probably 3 weeks at least, I want to speak about Israel. I was working on an air conditioner, not here, but at another church just the other day. I guess my reputation precedes me that the preacher at Westwood fixes air conditioners. So that church air was out, and they said, would you can? And so just for a little bit, I went over there to the church, and I did fix it. Anyway, while we were there, he had an Israel shirt on, and we got talking, and he was just mentioning how, out even where he's around here in Winter Haven, that the looks he gets and some words that are said to him because of he wears this shirt about Israel. And I mentioned to him a couple weeks ago. Remember I mentioned about that phone call I received, been about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, about a fella. He wanted to know why we supported Israel, why we're flying the flag, and all of these things. He did not have very nice things to say about Israel. And I just wanted to, because of what's going on, I've never, at least in my lifetime, I'm not talking about the Holocaust and all these other previous things, but in my lifetime, I've never seen the animosity and hatred toward Israel as I've seen today, the anti-Semitic, the marches, and all these things are going on. And not only that, God's people. I'm not talking about Muslims. That's expected. You know, I'm talking about God's people. People, and not only God's people, our Baptist brethren who put out this about Israel's not God's people, that they're devil's children and all this. So I just think it's important for us, and I know this goes out over the airwaves, it goes out over the radio, it goes out on the internet and all, and maybe it helped somebody kind of pull them back in and quit listening to this stuff on Facebook. Don't get your information on these little shorts that, well, I don't want you to call these things, where people get on there and you start listening to these things or you get information. You get your information out of the Bible. And that's what we're going to look at the next couple of weeks. What did God say about the Bible? Has God rejected Israel? Has he put them away? Are they no longer his people? And I want to read something I didn't write, but somebody else wrote, and then I'll get into our lesson. An individual wrote this. Frederick the Great was the king of Prussia, a territory which is now modern-day Germany and Poland. He ruled this king from 1740 to 1786. Frederick the King was heavily influenced by Voltaire, that French philosopher and atheist. Many of you know about Voltaire and how he wrote he was an atheist and some of the things he wrote. Okay. As a result, the king became skeptical of Christianity and the reliability of the Bible. And King Frederick the Great said to his chaplain one day, "If your Bible is really true, it ought to be capable of very easy proof. If it is indeed from God, you should be able to demonstrate the fact simply without complicated argument. Give me proof for the inspiration of the Bible in one word." You got the picture. The king of Prussia, Frederick the Great, asked his chaplain, "I want you to prove to me the word of God is true by one word." One word to prove the reliability of the Bible. If you were to ask that, what word would you choose to prove the reliability of Scripture and consequently the reliability of God? Love? Sin? Grace? Guilt? Conscience? Remember, you only have one word. What would you... Okay. After a moment of two or thought, the chaplain thought of one word that all the world could see as remarkable proof that God was reliable in his word as well. "Your Majesty," he replied, "I can give you proof of that what you ask in one word." Amazed, the king asked, "What is this magic word that carries such weight of proof?" The chaplain answered, "Israel." Frederick the Great responded only with silence. Let that sink in for a moment. Israel, proof of the reliability of Scripture and the author of Scripture? A brilliant answer. Then he wrote this. Think about it. What nation has lasted 4,000 years? You know when the nation began, of course, with Abraham, why and whom. We have detailed written records of her ancient and modern history. Her language remains the same, as well as her religion, her traditions, her homeland, her bloodline. All these other great nations of the past have fallen away. All these great empires have passed. However, what makes the survival of Israel even more miraculous and divinely overshadowed? No nation has been so robbed, so deported, so murdered, and so hated. No other nation on the face of this earth in human history. He gives a little bit of history here. In 722 BC, Israel was decimated by the Assyrians. 586 BC, the capital Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians. In 538 to 432 BC, groups of exiles returned like homing birds to rebuild Jerusalem. Remember in the days of Nehemiah.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.